What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Kinda Feudy, the trivia game show hosted by Blessing. I'm Nick Scarpino. Joining me today is Greg, Andy, and Roger. How are you guys feeling today?
Feeling good.
I am, of course, stepping in for Blessing Adeoye Jr. He is otherwise engaged, a very cool thing that we'll probably talk about later. But for now, it's all about the competition. Let me go through the rules, you guys, real quick.
It's either going to be so in my advantage that Nick's the host or so not. And I don't know how he'll turn around to ruin it for me.
But my mind is your mind, Greg. My mind is your mind. Now, Greg, of course, before we get started, this show would be nothing
if not kind of funny
20 to 30 minutes of chit-chat beforehand. You're the only person above 40 in this office with me. So we're in a special club.
I'm 40.
Yeah, but once you're above 40, there's no going back down.
Sure. I'm still 40.
Yeah, you're 40 in a couple months.
But you're closer to 50 than you'll ever be to 30.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm getting closer to 50 and I'm getting further away from 30.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. So it behooves me to team up with you. Right? Yeah. Let's look at this as a team up.
Sure.
The Young Bucks over here, forget about them. Forget about it. Roger, you might as well just leave.
I'm close.
You're not winning.
Grandpa is going to help dad fuck over the kids.
Exactly. You guys want candy? You got to eat your Brussels sprouts first. Let me go through the rules, everyone. They are very simple. Blessing has surveyed over 1,600 members of the Kinda Funny audience on a number of prompts each round. We're going to read you.
That makes me laugh the most.
Laughing. Each round, I'm going to give you the prompts, and we'll ask each of you which answer you think the Kinda Funny best friends gave the most. I've narrowed down to 5 answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. Example, name an open world game. If Greg says The Witcher, it's number 1. That'll net him 50 points. Tim says Fallout. Sorry, but for a second, I was like, wait, that's a question on this. I was like, if Tim says Fallout, that number 2, that'll get him 40 points. If Andy says GTA, that'll just get him disqualified because Andy sucks. Does that make sense?
Woo!
And so on.
Each player will
get a max of 2 guesses per round. Last player goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after 5 rounds wins. Are we ready?
Yeah!
We're talking about how great last week's was. Like, we had such a close battle.
Was I there?
At the very, very end of it, Greg, Barrett said, for a while, there was a 3-way tie. This is the final question. But Andy guessing the 10-point question gave him the win. Oh, my God. What a victory.
So it was the closest I think we've ever come to having a 3-way tie on the show.
It's the most fun we've had, for sure.
Now, it's come to my attention, Andy, that normally the champion goes first when Blessing's hosting. But of course, I'm stepping in as you want to say when it was always fun, Greg.
What's that?
When it was like, oh, who Johnny's not here? Who's stepping
Joan
in
Rivers.
For Johnny? Who's it going to be? Joan Rivers. Love Joan Rivers.
Yeah. Right?
Gary Shandling. Maybe I remember. Maybe that's wrong.
Maybe no idea what we're talking.
It's super fun. I'm the guest host. I get to make my own rules.
Yeah.
So I will be Greg starting. We will be going in descending order from oldest to youngest to start the first
fuck?
Round. How does that sound?
I mean, it doesn't
sounds
sound
great,
good.
That ages
you're breaking the rules.
Let's teach these kids a little something about the war, if you know what I'm talking about.
I am.
First question goes to Greg. Greg, are you ready?
I was born ready.
This is a hard one.
Your mind is my mind.
Name a Zelda game where you don't fight Ganon or Ganondorf. Name a Zelda game where you do not fight Ganon.
Majora's Mask.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Majora's Mask is our 40-point answer.
Thank you, Cool Greg.
Andy, what's your guess?
Can you repeat it one more time?
Name a Zelda game where you do not fight Ganon or Ganondorf, for that matter. A Zelda game where you do not fight Ganon or Ganondorf. You're stalling? I will start taking points away from you right now.
Hold on. Hold
look,
on.
At this. Look at him.
I mean, that would have been my number one guess is what Greg guessed. So
there's one above it, man.
I'll take this opportunity to remind everyone I did not pose these questions to the audience. I have no idea if these answers are correct.
Sure.
If they are wrong, please direct your feedback to Tim Geddes.
Okay.
No, it's on the audience.
Yeah, there's nobody. Tim Geddes. You can't really be wrong. It's a survey.
I'm going to guess. This is such a bad guess.
You got this.
Minish Cap.
Fuck, god damn it. This is the only one I had.
Minish Cap, final answer?
Yes.
Minish Cap is our 20-point answer.
I knew it wasn't going to be
all
a high
I had,
answer.
I don't know any fucking Zelda games.
Took everything I have.
Roger, as the youngest, I'd like to take this opportunity to explain to you why every single 80s movie that's ever been made is better than the movies that you like.
What is
your guess for name a Zelda game where you don't fight Ganon or Ganondorf?
This is Gen Z erasure.
Ganon the Dwarf Dwarfman.
Four swords.
Four swords. Final answer.
Yes.
Four Swords is not on our list.
These kids, they don't know anything.
These kids, they don't know, man.
Greg, it's back to you.
I could be wrong. I'm not even 100% sure. A Link Between Worlds?
Yeah.
I forget who I fought at the end of that. I don't think it was Ganon.
A Link Between Worlds is not on our list.
Damn.
Andy, for the chance to steal the lead from Greg Miller. I think
Link's Awakening.
Mm-hmm.
Link's Awakening. Now, do you know for sure, or are you just pulling that one out of your...
I know for sure. Give me the points.
You sure you want to go with that one? You
want to
go
yes, with that sure. Yes, yes.
Final answer?
He brings it up. He's like, you could have that.
Don't move your tongue.
Don't do that.
Stop. Quit moving your mouth.
Link's
it's
Awakening.
So zoomed in on you.
Is our 50-point answer.
Yeah!
There you go, for the lead. Wait, good does job. Raj have one more guess? Raj has one more guess, right?
Yeah.
Roger, what's it going to be?
I don't know, Breath of the Wild. I know you fight him, but I know, but like, these kids are stupid, so.
This is the Breath of the Wild, huh?
He already said it. He already said it.
You going to go with Breath of the Wild?
He already said it.
I don't know if that's a real game or not. I'm going to say Breath of the Wild.
Love it. Love
Breath
it.
Of the Wild is not on our list.
Man.
Unfortunately.
Can I take a guess?
You may.
Was Skyward Sword on that
Skyward
list?
Sword is our 30-point answer.
What about Oracle of Seasons?
It is not.
And Link's Awakening, I think, is technically correct, technically incorrect, because you fight a shadow of Ganon, but I guess people just didn't remember that.
Again, if it's wrong, all feedback directed at Tim Geddes on Twitter, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Our 10-point answer was Phantom Hourglass.
Sure.
Phantom Hourglass, which I played.
It's a train one.
Beep, boop, beep, boop.
Round two.
Your train?
Well, just a quick check-in for scores after a fun first round. Currently in third place, Roger, with 0 points. In second place, with 40 points, is Greg, CEO Senior, and leading in first place with 70 points is Andy, the Nitro Rifle Cortez, but it's still anybody's game.
Shit.
Question number two. Goes to Roger.
Wow.
Name a game that belongs on the Mount Rushmore of open world games.
Oh, wow.
Name a game that belongs on the Mount Rushmore of open world games.
Breath of the Wild.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Breath of the Wild is our 30-point.
Whoa. Okay.
I wasn't listening to the score. Who's next?
It would be me then.
Greg?
My one question for you are, thank you. Thank you so much. Are you accepting the IP?
The franchise.
Thank you so much.
Yes, okay. not the Grand individual Theft Auto. Game. Grand Theft Auto is our 50-point answer. Andy, question to you. Name a game that belongs on the Mount Rushmore of open world games.
Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah. Ugh, I'm a cowboy.
And I'm still on siren.
And I'm wanted.
Wanted.
Dead or alive. Well, unfortunately, Andy.
This week on Deadliest Catch.
Your answer is dead. That is not on our top five list.
What?
Open world games from the audience.
Finally, what? A good decision. Finally.
What?
Not on our top five list.
What?
Finally. You did something right.
Roger, the question goes to you.
Elder Scrolls, Skyrim. Or just Elder Scrolls, if that.
Or just Skyrim.
The Elder Scrolls. Skyrim. is our 40-point answer. It's coming up. It's coming up. We're teaching him good.
Yeah.
We're teaching him good.
I can't.
Greg, back to you.
Thank you so much. Witcher? Witcher 3?
Sure.
Whichever one you want to put on.
The Witcher 3 is our 10-point answer.
Wow. Oof.
Yeah. Andy?
Stubbed my toe on that one, you know?
Oh, no.
Final answer of the round.
What's open? What's left? What number?
I believe just the 20-point answer is open. Because Roger just knocked it out of the park on this one.
My mind is your mind.
Andy, I'll give you one.
My mind is your mind.
My mind is your mind. Your mind is my mind. I'm reading the answer. I'm projecting it Thank into you. Greg's brain.
I'm having trouble seeing this.
Get that out! That's not wasn't the answer at all.
Why are you thinking about a baked
potato?
And
the numbers so far, the questions or the answers so far have been Grand Theft Auto, Skyrim, Breath of the Wild,
mm-hmm.
and
Witcher 3.
So now we're missing the 20-point answer.
20-point answer.
Okay.
Wait, did you guess twice already?
No.
Good.
No, the first one I guess was Red Dead Redemption. I'm shocked that like The most detailed open world is not on there. Mount Rushmore. Wow. I'm gonna say, god damn, I got nothing. I'm gonna say Horizon.
Oh, that's a bad one. That's a bad one.
I know. I mean, stinky, I thought Red Dead Redemption would be on it. What
stinky,
the fuck?
Stinky.
I haven't heard stinky an fart answer worse than that one since I said Blondies when I was on and lost a lot of points. Andy, unfortunately, Horizon is not on our list. We were looking for a game that you've probably never played before.
Fallen?
Called Elden Ring.
Oh.
Dude. Oh, Andy. What happened?
What happened? Because Greg was like, what, the franchise? Are we going with franchise? Can I just say a game that encompasses seven fucking games? Grand
so
Theft Auto?
I make the little PSDs, but I don't pay attention to what I'm playing.
Because he didn't have his Wacom tablet and his little pen.
What I really appreciate about this category is when you read the example, you went, oh, because that's one of them. And I was like, well, thank goodness I paid attention at the top of the show that we're going to have an open world question here.
Fair enough. Question number three. Oh, sorry. Can we get the score?
Score checking after
bullshit.
An exciting second round. Right now, tied for second place with 70 points each is Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez, who got 0 points on that last round.
Tough.
Tied, making his return, is Roger the Maniac Picorni, who went from 0 points all the way to 70 points, and just a little bit ahead of them in first place is Greg CEO Sr. with 100 points. So it's still very much anybody's game.
All right, question number three, I guess goes to Roger, right?
Me.
Well, you guys are tied. You just answered.
Yeah, we're tied.
Yeah, you can give it to him. He gave that.
Rochambeau for it right now. Rochambeau, we'll wait. Okay, well, it's Andy.
I was already late, too. I don't know.
You really were. You could have.
Every opportunity to pull out, and he's just like, babe. I appreciate the honesty. You were throwing paper no matter what.
It's tough. It's tough.
I've never seen lag in Rock Paper
Scissors. Well, I have, but they usually win.
Just didn't do like the Rock Paper Scissors shoot or whatever. We were just like, yeah, that's all.
I had to take advantage of that. Andy, the question to you. Name a launch title for the Xbox One.
Ooh, that's a bad one.
Name a launch title.
That's a rough one. No. You're donezo, buddy.
This is a rough
I'll be honest
one.
With you, some of these games I've never even heard of.
This is a rough one,
fuck,
bucko.
Dude. You're fucked.
Oh my god.
You're fucked,
What did I buy on the Xbox when it launched? Ooh.
Ooh.
Titanfall.
Mm.
Good.
Titanfall. Not on our list.
What?
Wow.
What?
Again, they're just asking people
was
to name titles.
Was that actually a launch title?
That's a good question.
But it's like the most popular one.
But I don't think it was actually a launch title. I mean, I'm not the expert at all.
Yeah.
It might have
been interesting.
Out.
Blessing has some notes on here, too, that are very, very telling about how he hosts this show. Sorry, continue. Roger?
Oh, Titanfall was not actually a launch title.
Yeah, thank you. I thought I got the
like
out
five
of
months
though.
Later.
Oh, fuck me.
Roger, name a launch title, the Xbox number one.
Well, clearly some of y'all didn't do your homework and listen to the X-Cast with Ryan McCaffrey because they talked all about this.
Yeah.
Rise, Son of Rome.
Oh.
That was mine too.
Rise,
oh.
Son of Rome. Spelled with a Y.
Yeah.
Because it is, in fact, 50 our 50-point
answer.
And I can see it with my eyes. Y for the eyes. Greg Miller, what do you got?
I'm going to say something that will sound crazy, but I think my competitors will be with me on this.
Yeah.
Circle of Trust.
I remember the game. I think I have half the name, and I'd like credit if it actually goes through.
No.
I will. Based on your response.
Let's hear you out.
That's it. I mean, that's it. But it's also, well, I didn't listen to the episode. Oh, I listened to part of it, but I didn't get to where they ran through the games. Anyway, I'm going to throw out Loco Cycle, which I think is the name of it.
I think so.
It was the
yeah.
cycle one where they dragged the guy and the guy spoke Spanish.
Yeah,
the whole game was real.
But real questionable. Like, yeah.
Who made it? The people who made
fucking
Exploder Man,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I'll give it to you because it's not on the list. But yeah.
Loco Cycle. Not on the list.
Yeah, no.
Andy, question to you. Launch title for the Xbox.
Man, what did I play on? I bought it. I bought the launch game. Oh. Dead Rising.
Which one?
Doesn't matter.
Nope. Which one? You gotta say a fucking number. Which one?
Based on how poorly all of you are doing on this, with the exception of Roger, do you want to take a guess on which one?
Dead Rising is on.
No, you have to say a number.
Greg was like, give me credit if I
said. You said no, so I'm saying no. Put a number on it.
Pick a number. Pick a number.
Which one?
What's it going to be?
A lot of numbers.
Was it Loco Cycle? Was that the full name of it?
I think so.
Thanks. Nailed it. Still got it.
Dead Rising.
Yeah.
Frank West.
No. Four. Three.
No, you said four.
What's it going to be? Three or four? Three or four?
You already said
camera one, camera two.
Three.
Dead Rising 3 is our 40-point answer.
Yeah! He said four first. That should have been it.
But he didn't take his finger off the answer.
Yeah, I didn't take it off.
Learn to call it the wet show, Nick.
Roger?
It wasn't Frank West. It was a Mexican guy, I think.
I'm going to say... This is a multi-plat one. Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag.
That's good.
Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, not on the list.
Oh.
Greg, final answer. Only good one.
Madden.
That was my backup. That was my backup.
Unfortunately, Madden was not
Forza?
On the list.
Oh, is there Forza?
Wasn't that the year where it was like Madden 25 or something?
Yeah. Or something. It was Ghosts, Call of Duty Ghosts on there.
No, Call of Duty Ghosts was not that on here as a launch title. Blessing, I'm sorry.
What did we miss?
Barrett?
What did we miss?
You can tell us what we
any guesses from the Peanut Gallery?
Geometry
absolutely
Wars.
Absolutely no idea. That was 10 years ago.
Number 10, Sunset Overdrive.
Oh,
was that a
Blessing's note?
Title?
Sunset Overdrive was, in fact, not a launch title.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely not one.
Number 20, for the 20 point answer, rather, Killer Instinct.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
30, Forza. Motorsport 5.
Yeah.
And you guys got Dead Rising 3 and Rise, Son of Rome.
Well,
Barrett, point me.
Right now,
I like that.
In third place with an even 100 points is Greg, CEO Senior.
Damn, it just shifts around so fast.
One
to the last.
Anybody's game?
In second place, just a bit ahead of him with 110 points is Andy, the Nitro Rifle Cortez, which makes it right now in the lead with 120 points. Roger, the Lock, Percorny. It's truly still anybody's game.
Round 4, fight. Greg Miller, this question goes to you first.
Thank you very much, Nick. You look great.
Name, right back at you, Daddy. Name one of the ghosts in Pac-Man.
Blinky.
Blinky.
No way this is a question.
Is our 50-point answer.
Fuck this.
How did you know that?
I know some of the Pac-Man ghosts. I don't know many.
I don't know many. We're done.
I think you're going to do pretty well here. You're going to do pretty well here. Barrett, put that note in your back pocket for after we're done with the round. Andy. You want to just skip it?
Trixie.
Trixie.
Good answer, good answer.
A very popular character from Speed Racer. Unfortunately, not in Pac-Man.
Damn it.
Roger, lock it in.
Pinky.
Pinky is our 30-point answer.
No way.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
I got the 40.
Fuck.
And I got the 40.
Well, Greg?
Greg, you got it.
To you.
Clyde.
Fuck!
What?
Yep. That's all I got.
Clyde is our 40-point answer.
God fucking damn it.
Andy, with a final guess.
We only want one.
No, Roger has one more.
Roger.
Oh, Roger has one more. I'm sorry.
Slimer.
Great answer.
Because you mentioned there's only four or whatever.
Unfortunately, not on the list.
Damn it.
Slimer.
I thought they would just put some random ghost in at number 5.
No, that'd be cool. Roger, to you.
George Washington.
Sorry, can we repeat what the answers are that have been correct?
I cannot. I have not been paying attention.
Blinky, Pinky, Clyde, that's all we have.
Blinky, Pinky, Clyde.
Bonnie?
Blinky.
Goofus.
Goofus. I'm going with Goofus.
Goofus?
Yeah.
You're going to go with Goofus?
Yeah.
You had...
Let him live!
How about Blinky? This? How about this? Fuck it! No.
Here we go. Thanks, Nick, for fucking
Pac-Man. Honest. Just put Pac-Man in there.
All right.
Just put Pac-Man in there.
Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Not on the list.
Fuck.
Not on the list. Pac-Man wasn't a ghost the entire time, despite a lot of conspiracy theories on the dark web. Blessing note,
that's
turns out
game theory.
There were, in fact, only 4 ghosts. LMAO, my bad. The answer we were looking for, I assume, because I don't know which one of these is right or wrong, he had at 20 points, Inky.
Yeah.
And at 10 points, Bluey, which I assume is not one.
So funny. This is so funny.
But that is fun. Barrett,
that's an
that is
awful
fun.
Question.
I love that he just didn't even fucking like, come try on, to dude. Research that.
What is happening, guys?
Right now, after a very questionable fourth round, going into the fifth round, right. In last place with 110 points is Andy, the Nitro Rifle Cortez.
Not looking good.
How the mighty have fallen. In second place, just a bit ahead of him with 150 points, is Roger, the Lock Picorni. And just a bit ahead of him with 190 points is Greg, CEO Senior. It might be a tough fight, but it could still be anybody's game. Wounded!
Wounded!
Andy sucks so much.
How was Red Dead Redemption not on there? That was
Andy got sucks it. So Andy. Much.
Round five. Question number one goes to you. Nope. Just a round five question goes to you first.
Mm-hmm.
Name a city where one of the Fallout games has taken place in.
Fuck.
Name a city where one of the Fallout games takes place in.
I'm so fucked.
In which one of the Fallout games takes place? Most of them are in
New Vegas.
Shit.
That's all I got.
All I got.
No,
just
up.
Fucking say yes or no. Don't do this. Be a good host, Nick.
Wow. This is a tough one here. Okay. I'm going to say no. Unfortunately, New Vegas is not where Fallout has taken place.
Give it to me. He's so fucking dumb.
Roger, what is the answer we're looking
for? Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas!
Is our 50-point answer. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a wrap on Andy Cortez. He is no longer able to win point-wise, and he is a absolute goated loser. Maybe the best loser ever. Greg?
Boston.
If you're coming back. Is our 40-point answer. Congratulations. Andy, you want to try wager a guess for the next one? Andy has abstained from guessing.
Love it.
As we all pretty much thought he should. Before we go on, Barrett, what's the points? What's the point total right now? Do you have it?
That's a nice move. I like this.
I do. But I don't want to give it away too soon, you know. But it is close.
Roger, what's your answer?
Boston.
Is that your final answer? Yeah, that's final answer.
That's my final answer. It's probably wrong, but
you fucking idiot!
That confused me so much. Boston is already off the board.
Okay, well,
what is your next
one? No, give it again.
That confused me. So I'm giving him a pass on that. I was like, wait a minute, didn't we already say Boston? Roger. There are three answers left on the board. 30-point answer looming over you for the win. What is it going to be?
I don't even know if this is correct. Let's say Bethesda, Maryland. Right? Maryland? I don't know what the fuck it is.
Bethesda, Maryland.
Honestly, it's a good answer.
Yeah.
Not a bad answer. Of course, Bethesda, maker of Fallout. Not on the list, unfortunately. Not on the list. Barrett, would you like to wager any guesses for the last three answers?
Well, I still have to play.
You have one more?
I have one in the chamber.
Well, he lost.
It is city, though, right?
It would be city, yes.
Boston.
Honestly, I was skating by West Virginia, but I don't know what city. I don't remember what city it is in West Virginia.
It might be.
Well,
it might just say West Virginia.
It was like the Appalachia or whatever.
No,
or
don't say anything.
There's an Appalachia. I mean, if I can just say West Virginia, I'll say West Virginia.
Would you like to just say West
Virginia? Sure, I'll just say West Virginia.
10 points goes to you, Greg. West Virginia is on the list again. Blessing, got to clean up these questions.
He's not in charge of it, right? He asked the question, whatever the audience says, the audience says. That's part of the fun of it.
Fair enough.
So can I guess? No, it's over, right?
I believe it is over. I believe you have.
Well, I don't even care about winning. I just want to make sure everybody's got their picks in.
Yes, everyone has had their picks. Andy is not going to get any.
I'm wondering, is Pittsburgh on there?
Pittsburgh is our 20-point answer.
What was the 30?
Any guesses? D.C.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right. Yeah, duh. That's stupid.
Oh, fuck.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, but like that's the thing is Bethesda is a city that the game happens in Fallout 3 as well.
That's true. Just wasn't on the list.
DC is the one that everybody likes.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Barrett, what is the final point tabulation for the audience?
to no surprise, in third place with just a terrible score. 110 points, pathetic Andy Nitro Rifle Quartet.
Jesus.
New Vegas.
New Vegas. What an idiot.
That's not a...
All the way in second place, 90 points ahead of him with 200 points was Roger, the Lock Picorni. And just a little bit ahead of him, securing the win with the 30 and 10-point answers, was Greg CEO Senior Miller with 240 points.
240 points. A very, very dominant win for our winner and new champion, Mr. Greg Miller. Greg, would you like to say a few words before we end the show?
I know a lot of people were disappointed last week when Andy won. And they all reflected back. They're like, oh, my God, this is a lot like when Trump won the election, all right?
I saw those tweets.
This is proof. That's
I saw those tweets.
Good God. Sometimes the good guys win, after all. You know what I mean?
You heard it from the horse's mouth, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this week's Kind of Beauty. We'll be back next week. I've been Nick Scarpino. You've been great.